today. Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42. Luke chapter 10, 38 to 42. Now it happened as they went that he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore tell her to help me." And Jesus answered and said to her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things." And let's read verse 42 together. "But one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her." Let's pray. Father, we want to thank you for this service, for getting us together after a day of work. Be with Pastor Brian and Marina and Chris and Jillian, and give them a good time, Tanya also, and be with us, Lord, and speak to us today as we pray, listen to your word. Be with Pastor Guru, Lord, Esther, Roel, new baby. Thank you, Lord, that you are a prayer answering God, Lord. Admissions, people passing, so many prayers you've answered, Lord. Yes, Lord, we thank you for that. We want to praise you. We worship you. In Jesus' name, amen. So today, as we are on this theme of the subject of wisdom and what wisdom means, we see here, this is a popular passage on Jesus coming to Martha and Mary's house and two sisters. And we see that Mary sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word, but Martha was troubled, distracted with much serving, and she approached him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me." It's very interesting what Jesus says. He says to her, "You are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her." Now, the question we can ask ourselves in this passage is, Martha welcomed him, but why did not Martha sit and listen to him? Right? Why did not Martha listen to what Jesus had to say? And we can come to several assumptions. One assumption would be that, I want to make a good meal for Jesus, right? And or the other assumption could be that, that what I am doing is greater than what Jesus has to say to me. Are we understanding? Now, this is very important for us to understand that many times in our lives, when you look at this passage, that many of us choose what we are doing to be greater than what Jesus has to say to us. And the interesting consequence of our choice in choosing what we are doing to be greater than what Jesus has to say to us is that we are always troubled and worried and anxious and maybe even complaining and grumbling about our brother or our sister. Right? And look at what Jesus says. One thing is needful. You know, sometimes, especially in a city like Bangalore, there could be multiple things that we are doing. Work, family, details of life, bills to be paid, multiple things we are doing. And sometimes the multiple things can overwhelm us. So much so that we can live in anxiety, we can live in stress, we can live in having a disturbed and a troubled soul. Sometimes we can live like go, go, go. Like you get up in the morning and you're running from one thing to the next. You know, in the US it's go, go, go. No time for breakfast. Breakfast is on the move, in the car. Everything is on the move, right? And it results in great stress in the body. And Jesus said, one thing is needed. What is it? One thing is needed. You know, when things get overwhelming, it is good to shut down everything. What is it? Shut down shop. Close the shutters. Right? One thing is needed. And Mary has chosen that good part which will not be taken away from her. So there are three parts to that verse 42. One thing is needed, or one thing is necessary. Jesus defines. What is that? The word of God. Now, to hear the word of God, what must happen? It is a choice. Today you have come because of a choice. It is not forced. It's an invitation. And Mary has chosen that good part. And when you make that choice, you receive the consequence of the choice, which shall not be taken away from her. And what was her disposition? Her disposition, Mary, when she was sitting at Jesus' feet, was one of peace. There is no mention of her being upset, troubled. What was it? One of peace, one of rest, one of calmness. Now this is really important today for us to understand, that we have to ask ourselves a question: what am I hearing on a daily basis? Right? When you're traveling now in the traffic, you're hearing the honking all the time. Right? Honking. What am I hearing? Because what we hear makes an impact on our hearts. What we hear makes an impact. When you hear the voices of the world, what are the voices of the world constantly telling you? You're not competent enough. You're not good enough. It's a rat race. You have to be number one. You have to push ahead of the competition. Tomorrow could be a bad day. Inflation is going up. What are they? Voices of the world. You must get a promotion. You must earn more. You must save more. The rupee can get devalued, right? Voices of the world. And it's making an impact in us, right? The next thing we can hear is Satan's voice. In the Garden of Eden, there were only two voices. The voice of God in Genesis 2, and everything was okay. And in Genesis 3 was what? Satan's voice. And because Eve heard Satan's voice, what happened? The fall of man happened. Now many times, Satan's voice could come through your best friend. What is it? Through your best friend. And your best friend may say, like, you know how concerned I am for you. You know how much I love you. And Satan's voice can come through your best friend. In Matthew 16, that's what Peter says. Lord, I will never allow you to go to the cross. And what did Jesus say? Get thee behind me, Satan. So, this is what we need to keep in mind. The freedom which Satan offers leads to our destruction. But the restraint which God offers actually leads to us living in freedom and liberty. Are you understanding? Many times the world will project to you, oh, the Bible is too narrow-minded. Oh, the Bible is too old-fashioned or conservative. But actually, if we receive the word and we mix faith with it and we do it, the restraints of the Bible are actually getting us into a state where we can actually live freely. Are you understanding? Where we can enjoy eternal life. And the third thing, and this is an inaudible voice, it is the voice of our flesh. In Romans 7, there is a voice. Nobody can hear it on the outside. It's only happening on the inside. Right? The voice of our flesh. The flesh is saying, oh, you're a Christian, you should be doing X, Y, Z. Correct? The mind is saying, this is what the word of God says. But the flesh is saying, no, no, no. And the constant battle, and then the flesh wins. Why? Because in Romans 7, when that inaudible voice happens in the flesh is talking to the flesh to do the things of God. But the things of God cannot be done in the flesh. They have to be done in the Spirit, by the help of the Holy Spirit, in Romans chapter 8. Are we understanding? So in closing today, this is very important, that sometimes we get our lives the other way around. And what is that? We put ourselves first. We put what we are doing first or greater. We our desires, our ambitions, our thing first above what God has to say to us. And in doing that, we are telling God that what we are doing is of more value than your word. Have you understand? But it's the other way around. If we just make one choice to receive what? The word of God and put it above our lives. And just what? Just hear it. All we have to do is come and just hear it. Right? That which we hear, that cannot be taken away from us. And you know what cannot be taken away from us? The fruit of the Holy Spirit. The fruit of the Holy Spirit is love, joy, peace. Mary's peace could not be taken away from her. But Martha's peace was taken away. Are you understanding? So in closing today, this is very important that we live a Christ-centered life and put Him first in Matthew 6:33. Seek first the kingdom of God and all these things shall be added to you. That we put His word above everything. In Job chapter 23:12, I have esteemed the words of your mouth above my necessary food. Right? And we are people who are listening. What are we? Listening. Because when we listen, God gives us a capacity to overcome our situations. To have the right perspective in the details of life. To have the right understanding, the right thinking in what we do. To be relaxed and restful and at peace when we work in our family life. Even in ministry. Imagine serving God and you're stressed out. Right? Oh, imagine the pastor saying like, oh, you know, these people, they're driving me nuts. Correct? Right? Why? Because we are not, what? Hearing the word of God. Every minister, every person who serves God in the ministry must be a person who, what? Hears the word of God. So in closing today, I want to encourage all of us, please consider Bible school. What? Please consider Bible school. Even if you have graduated from Bible school, please come and listen because it is the word of God. And as you hear, it will give you something. And that something can never be taken away from you. Amen.